This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. Hey, yeah, that's right. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Chewbacca arrested in Ukraine after campaigning for Darth Vader. This is a real story coming from RT.com. Also, some good news about an awful wiretapping statute. It's not quite dead, but it may be the beginning of the end for it, and we'll tell you what a judge has decided about wiretapping here in a moment when it comes to recording the police. 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733, with you in studio on this live Sunday edition. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go to Zach in Illinois to start things out this hour. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead.
So I had a question about activism, actually. You guys have done, or at least you specifically, Ian, have done a lot more than this than I have. And I had a question on whether or not you thought this was good activism.
Okay. All right.
So at my local community college that I attend, I recently got a video of a police officer that is like one of the school police officers. Well, let me preface this with a little information. So this school is one of those that has like a tobacco-free policy, including vaporizers, which is you cannot use. Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? Exactly.
Wait. Not even outside?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's crazy.
Nowhere on campus can you use any tobacco product, including vaporizers.
And this is a community college?
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
You know, this is in Illinois, so that's kind of like, you know.
Wow.
They like to prohibit you from doing things. So,
I mean, I can see why they don't want you vaporizing, like, right in the middle of class, this huge plume of vapor rising up from one particular fedora-wearing, student or whatever. I get that. But when you're talking about going outside and using a vaporizer, that doesn't make any sense.
Crazy, I know. So friends of mine have gotten tobacco tickets. They're only, like, $15, but, you know, it's still ridiculous. They've gotten tobacco tickets for vaporizing on far fields that are actually, you know, 800, 900 feet away from the school. They've gotten tobacco tickets for vaporizing outside of the school. So I got a video of a police officer. I saw a guy vaping, and it was actually ended up being a professor, but he was vaping outside right next to a door. And I'm like, oh, interesting. And then I saw a police officer turn a corner and beeline towards this guy. So I got a video of the police officer walking out and having a 30-second conversation with the guy, and then they both walk back in, and I follow them a second, and then the police officer goes, yeah, you know, you don't want to make anyone mad, and then they go their separate ways. So, you know, obviously the guy didn't get a ticket. So I got a video of this, and I'm like, so this is, like, my question to you is, should I continue to get video footage of police officers at this school giving other people tobacco tickets but not, you know, school officials or professors, and then kind of, you know, asking the police officers, like, do you really, like, is this a law? Like, or is this a rule that you're actually going to enforce? Or are you just going to, you know, willy-nilly be like, oh, well, you're a professor, so I'm not going to give you a ticket. My only concern is that the result of this is going to be more enforcement of this rule.
Well, I mean, it certainly is going to maybe result in you being targeted for enforcement because they'll recognize you as the kid with the camera. So there's that. But, you know, if you're willing to take that risk, then it could be instructive to point out the inconsistencies in their, in their enforcement of this. Whether it will result in any kind of policy change, I don't really know. And certainly you could be right that it will just result in them writing more tickets. But then again, maybe if the teachers are actually getting tickets, they'll be motivated to do something to stop the policy, perhaps. You know, so who knows what could come out of it. I don't see the harm in continuing to record if you can somehow, you know, perchance find another encounter like that. I mean, how likely you are to be there when they're harassing or, you know, talking to some teacher who's vaping seems like it would be a relatively unlikely thing for you to encounter again. But, you know, I can't see the harm in doing that. I wouldn't say it's going to result in any sort of magical change in policy there on the campus. And I'm guessing that it's, you know, basically it's their rules. It's not a law. It's likely the campus rules. Okay. So let us know how that goes, Zach. Anything else you want to share about it?
No, it was just my one point of concern was that I don't know if this is something that anybody else has, or specifically you, that you've encountered where you've done some activism surrounding one rule or law where it's not always enforced, and then the result is that there's more enforcement, because that's obviously the last thing that I want, is that everybody who is ever seen with a cigarette, a can of dip, or a vaporizer gets some ridiculous ticket.
It seems to me that that's likely to be what happens.
More enforcement?
More enforcement. At the very least, what you're showing here is you're showing, people who would see the video besides the staff. I mean, you know, like, I think that most people on staff understand that they believe that they should be given some kind of preference over the students. But do students believe that? Do students believe that a rule should be enforced, on professors the same way it should be on students? It's pretty obvious that they consider the students to be the profit centers here, and that they're just getting more money out of them this way.
And if you break this rule, presumably they could terminate your education, right? They could cancel your classes and boot you out.
Probably, if you do it enough times, they'll probably just be like, give you the boot and kick you out.
Thanks for the call tonight, Zach. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. I say do it anyway, though. I mean, just because it's an interesting study of sort of class on campus. Like, oh, well, the teachers can vape, but the rest of us can't. I think that would make for a nice little comparison.
I wonder, I don't know that much. I didn't switch colleges or anything like that, but I wonder whether it would put his grades in danger, even if the ones that he currently has. Would he be able to transfer to another school? Because, you know, college isn't something that is that difficult to come by. There are lots of places that provide you with college.
However, certainly plenty of community colleges.
Yeah, community college, not that big of a deal. But if the community college, for whatever reason, pencil whips his grades because he has messed with the authority structure there, no college likes that. No college is like, you know what we need? We need a troublemaker.
A troublemaker.
that part could be a risk.
I mean, there's always risk when you do activism.
Yeah, but what's the reward here?
There really isn't much reward. I mean, you're not likely to change
the system. The reward is that Ian likes conflict.
That's not true, actually. I don't like oppression, and if people are being oppressed, then I think that someone needs to stand up for those people. Nope. That's not saying I like conflict. I'd much prefer those people be left alone. But as usual, I get blamed because I'm the one who's speaking out, and people act as though, oh, the activist is the one who's creating the conflict. No, it's the people who are writing those tickets that are creating the conflict. They're the ones who are harassing innocent, peaceful people who just simply want to vape outside.
Yes.
Leave those people alone.
But you are recommending, you're saying, I say go for it. That was, you know, that's, as I recall, it's a quote. And you're recommending that a student who has a great deal on the line.
Nah, it's just community college.
Yeah, but that's the
college is useless. Forget about that crap.
Really? Do you think he might be going to get a doctor to become an MD?
I don't know. For most people, it's pretty useless, though. Wouldn't you agree?
I think that for the vast majority of people, they don't need higher education.
Right.
The college has been turned because the fact that everybody's supposed to go, that you've now turned it into 13th through 16th grade.
Yeah.
However, I will say that there are certainly people who need to have college degrees. If you want to be a college professor,
sure.
If you want to be a lawyer.
Like 1% of people or something like that.
I don't
know
what the percentage is. I would say it's lower than 10.
Yeah. I mean, how many people have college degrees who are actually working in the field in which they have a college degree?
Also, the government and large corporations will sort of use this as a yardstick for people that can complete something. So we need you to have a bachelor's degree. It doesn't need to be in the thing that we're asking you to work in, just a bachelor's degree of some sort.
And, I mean, it is something worth noting that one can complete college while in a haze of alcohol. I mean, that is a real accomplishment.
Yeah, I will give you that.
All right, so our number here, if you want to join us, maybe a comment on tobacco-free policies, including vaporizers. Hello, vaporizers don't have tobacco in them.
They often have nicotine. But what's interesting?
Usually do.
The vapor liquid that they have doesn't necessarily have to contain nicotine. So
it could contain cannabis or cannabinoids.
It could just not have anything. It could just be
That's true.
Flavored glycerin. And
yeah, you can get the 0% stuff.
I'd ask you, is there, why is there a school policy against me just standing there? And as a matter of fact,
now that's a good idea, Mark. You are thinking, I like this. So here you go. Civil disobedience. That's what he should do. Load up the vaporizer with the 0% stuff. And then ask them to prove that there's nicotine in there. Because if they're going to give him that ticket, they're going to have to prove their case, right? Of course, the college probably doesn't have the same rules as courts. 855-450-FREE.
Attention. A very wealthy U.S. benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Credit success secrets once used only at the top levels of business are now being revealed to the general public. Imagine having a business that runs itself, puts money in your pocket, so you never have to go to work. Imagine someone else gave you the money to start. Secret groups are pulling for your success by giving perfect scores in both business and personal credit. They show you how to get good credit and how to use good credit. If you have bad credit, no credit, or your credit isn't as good as that other guy's credit, it really doesn't matter anymore. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many get cash in pocket right now. Call now for free information on how Credit Success Secrets Revealed can put money in your pocket so you never work again. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with a Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is the Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You're invited here to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ridiculous vaporizer restrictions. You're going to see more of it because people love to treat vaporizers as though they're just as bad and deadly and dangerous as cigarettes, even though there's really no evidence for it. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. We've got Skype as well at Skype username LRN.FM. Mark, this is the big week for you. You're heading to Vegas.
Heading to Vegas for the first ever Free Talk Live broadcast.
Broadcans. You're bringing your cans.
Broadcans from the Sin City. So I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. So if you know anything about Bitcoin, you probably should get on over there to the Bitcoin Investor Conference. We're going to have a lot of great speakers. Brian Sovereign, Bitcoin Bell, Paul Pui, Joseph von Perling, Stephen Michaels. It's going to be a star-studded cast. And I'm going to be doing a little bit of emceeing work, plus, of course, Free Talk Live. So I'm excited. Please come on out and see what's going on. It's at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. They do accept Bitcoin there at the D Hotel. And it's October the 29th and 30th. That's Thursday and Friday. Bitcoininvestor.com to get your tickets. Bitcoininvestor.com. You buy now, you save not having to pay a higher price at the door. Bitcoininvestor.com.
All right, so toll-free number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. We'll have to look into the e-cigarette news, because I actually haven't seen the news stories, but that doesn't mean they're not coming out. They're always in the news, just doesn't necessarily come across our desks here. So what is the latest in the world of regulating the e-cigarettes? You know that's what's coming, right? That's what these politicians want to do. We've seen it happen in bigger cities like New York City, and I don't remember the other ones, but New York City's, you know, if they go first, then other cities will follow, where e-cigarettes are being treated, or vaporizers are being treated as though they're cigarettes. And the people who are using them are being relegated to the sort of second-class citizen role that cigarette smokers have been relegated to. The cigarette smokers were relegated to that class ostensibly on the idea that their smoke is dangerous.
Secondhand smoke, right.
The idea that being in the same room as someone who is smoking a cigarette is somehow putting the other person's health, who is not smoking the cigarette, in jeopardy. And, of course, the evidence for that is real thin. Like the studies that were done, I remember the Penn & Teller's BS show looked into those and found that they were basically misappropriated.
They've been looked into pretty thoroughly, and they were crappy studies to begin with.
Right.
But
so, you know, you could basically throw all that nonsense out, but at least it kind of makes sense, right? Smoke is bad. You don't want to be in the same room with the smoke.
I wouldn't want to be locked in a car with somebody who's chain smoking.
Yeah.
But that's entirely different than vaporizing, too.
Yeah, and of course, the people that are against the use of vaporizers in businesses and, you know, inside places, they will argue, they can't really argue too hard that it's more dangerous, because there really isn't much evidence that shows that that's the case at all, but they can argue on the idea that it's bad for the children to see it. They don't want the children to see people putting something to their lips and pulling it away and exhaling some sort of a plume of vapor. Or something that could be confused with smoke.
That's pretty much it.
I mean, that is ultimately what it
looks too much like smoking.
And the, you know, the other concern is that it smells better than smoking, so it may attract children towards wanting to use it. And, you know, that's not a bad argument, because it does actually smell pleasant in many cases, and they do have fruity flavors, which in theory could be an attractive thing to children. You think they have something there, Mark? Is that a legitimate reason to ban the use of e-cigarettes?
I don't think that it's a legitimate reason to ban it, but I think it should be up to the business. I think every business should be able to make that decision. When you're talking about colleges, on the other hand, you know, across the board, they're using, say, police. They got the university police and these kind of things. It just smacks too much of the government, you know?
Mm. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here's some fresh news on that particular topic, and then we can talk about Chewbacca being arrested here in a few moments. Fresh from thehill.com, this story came out just 2 days ago. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, guess what? They have sent their final rule to regulate additional tobacco products, including electronic cigarettes and cigars, for White House review. The rule, which was first proposed more than a year ago, was sent to the White House Office of Management and Budget Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. Boy, that's a mouthful. White House Office of Management and Budget's Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs.
Or WAMI.
Womboram. I think that's what it would be. But it could be weeks before the rule is actually realized. FDA spokesbureaucrat Michael Felberbaum said the Office of Management and Budget is required to review all significant regulatory actions and has 90 calendar days to do so. Quote, however, this time frame can be extended to allow for additional interagency discussion, and at this time the FDA cannot provide any further comment. The American Lung Association is hoping for an expedited review. Erica Sward, the group's assistant vice president of national advocacy, says, quote, we remain deeply troubled that it's taken 18 months from the time the proposal was released to now. We need to move forward in protecting kids and public health.
What a bunch of hogwash. How long does it take to get a drug through the FDA? And she wants this.
Years.
She wants some kind of rule telling people they can't use vaporizers in less than 18 months. Well, I mean, please. There are people dying, terminal patients that die waiting for drugs to come out that might ease their suffering a little bit. And this lady's all upset that she can't get people's freedom faster.
Ms. Sward said the Lung Association is hoping a final rule will give the FDA the authority to truly regulate all tobacco products. Under the proposed rule,
give the American Lung Association the authority to regulate these issues.
She said there was a loophole for certain premium cigars, saying, quote, there's no such thing as a safe tobacco product, and certainly not a safe cigar. FDA needs to have the basic authority over all
tobacco products.
Really,
you don't think
there's
any difference between inhaling a cigarette and swishing the cigar smoke around in your mouth? I mean, I just hate getting lied to. And this is what the American Lung Association's just come down to. Look, I want you to help people not get cancer. Mm-hmm. But please, for God's sake, tell the truth. There's a difference between cigars and cigarettes. Yes, usage matters. If you inhale a cigar, it's not going to be really great for you. But consider that the tobacco that hasn't been modified and sprayed with all kinds of chemicals might be different than the cigarette.
So what do the new rules propose? The story here from The Hill doesn't get into those details, but there is another one here from Fortune magazine, and it is entitled How New Rules Could Kill the Vaping Boom. We'll get into the proposals here, but one more quote from Ms. Sward. She says, there's no such thing as a safe tobacco product, and certainly not a safe cigar. FDA needs to have the basic authority over all tobacco products to make sure kids aren't buying them, and warning labels are required. Well, clearly, if the FDA can finally have total control over tobacco and all the regulations, that will finally keep it out of the hands of children.
Whew. Boy. You know,
finally, the kids
I've never
are safe.
Found anybody who reads warning labels more than kids do.
Well, I mean, if you can put it in the FDA's hands, Mark, then the kids will never be able to touch a cigarette. Because the FDA will wave a magic wand called regulation, and that will make it so kids just can't touch them. It'll zap the kids when they reach out to grab the packs from the adults who buy them for them. It's Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. If you are a vapor, you use an e-cigarette or a vaporizer, whatever you prefer to call it, a vape pen, I've heard some people refer to it as. If you're using a vaporizer and you're not yet aware of the regulations that are being proposed to basically destroy your hobby or your addiction, your delivery system, I guess, your preferred delivery system for your addiction. Some make it into a hobby, though. They're, like, really into it.
Are really into it, yeah.
Yeah, they actually go to vape meetings. There's the New England Vapers here in – we're in Keene, New Hampshire. And I remember was at a local bar just for another reason, and there was all – there's actually was, like, a cloud of vapor in there. And normally when somebody's vaporizing nicotine – or whatever it is they're vaporizing, even if it's cannabis. Normally when someone's using a vaporizer, if they're 6 feet away from you, you can't really tell. I mean, yeah, you can see the cloud coming out, you know, as they're exhaling, but unless they're breathing it directly on you...
It's not smoke. That's really the...
Right.
Yeah, it's just not smoke.
You just can't really... You know, it doesn't have the same presence in the air as far as the particles or whatever. It's just not as noticeable. In the case of the vape club meeting, though, there were probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 people in the bar. And since they were all vaping, you could definitely detect it in that particular case. But unlike smoke, it's actually pleasant, in my opinion, to inhale or to be in the secondhand vape, if you will.
They sound like they smell like varying degrees.
Like
of,
candy.
Yeah.
Fruit.
You know, air fresheners.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. I want to also let you know that you can go to ProXPN to get some amazing protection on the internet. We do use the internet, but generally aren't using it in the way it was meant to be used, which is anonymous and without oversight. But ProXPN can solve that for you. They encrypt your online data before it gets to your internet service provider. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, and they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well, so it's super easy to get started with ProXPN and protect yourself online. You don't want your ISP knowing what you're doing. They can turn that information over to the government. They can sell that information to other corporations to market crap to you. Just go to proxpn.com. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. FTL50 gets you 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Plus, ProXPN, and this is super important, they don't keep any logs of your activities whatsoever. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. We'll tell you more about the proposed regulations that are snaking their way through the federal government as we speak. Aaron is first, though, in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just calling regarding the whole vaping thing. I think it's insane that the American Lung Association against this. This is an incredible, almost tool, and I don't know what to say, but it's an incredible thing to help quit smoking. I smoked for 7 years when I found out my wife was pregnant. Went through everything to try to quit, you know, the patch, the gum, and all of that. Never really worked. And finally, my friend suggested vaping and said, look, you know, this could help. I tried it, and it miracle smoking habits. You know,
you cut out just a moment there. You said miracle what?
Almost a cure to my smoking. I haven't smoked a cigarette in, you know, probably 16 months.
16 months?
Months I haven't had a cigarette, and I've been
vaping. Tell me this. Were you a heavy smoker previously? Like, how many packs a day?
A pack a day.
That's pretty standard stuff.
Good enough.
Did you feel like, because some people are going to say that vaping is still not good for you, and I'm not saying it's good for you, but did you feel like when you started vaping, could you notice that you were breathing any easier, or are you about where you were when you were on cigarettes?
No, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny you said, because I couldn't really run much or do physical. I did water polo when I was in high school and well through college. And even playing golf, I would get winded. I would get tired after I started smoking. And once I started vaping, I'd say it took about 3 weeks, 3 to 6 weeks, you know, to have my lungs heal. But since then, I feel so much better. I breathe easier. I used to wake up at night coughing, spitting up phlegm when I smoked. I no longer do that. As well as just the whole deal with vaping is, you know, I have a 10-month-old, almost 11-month-old daughter. I don't smell anymore. When I would smoke, I would come inside, wash my hands, wash my face. And
yeah,
smoke,
it's
but
gross.
I would still smell, and it's bad for her. I know secondhand smoke, there are some myths involved with it. But, you know, a baby sitting there breathing secondhand smoke, you know, the smell off your person is not a good thing. I no longer have that. As well as the craving was the biggest thing. With the gum and the patch, I still craved the physical aspect of smoking, to where with vaping, I'm down to 3 milligrams to 0 milligram now of nicotine level.
What did you start at? Now, the milligrams you're talking about when you buy the vape fluid or the attachments for a vaporizer, they're measured in milligrams, or isn't it usually milliliters? But either way, that's how they measure them. And so what did you start at? A lot of people start at like 24 or 18 milligrams.
Yeah, correct. It's, you know, it's milliliters is per bottle, and then it's per milligram of nicotine contained in
okay.
a bottle of liquid. You get 15, 30 milliliter bottles. It just goes bigger. But the nicotine level is what, you know, is what is contained inside. And I started at 18, 20, depending on the company, milligram nicotine. And, you know, I'm down to 3, sometimes I do 6, but about 3 milligrams of nicotine to my craving. And, you know, that I could never, ever do that. With the gum, I chewed the gum constantly. I would have a lozenge in the back, plus you would chew the gum. And it did, you know, it did not help to where it was that oral fixation that, sorry, my daughter just broke the left. It was that oral fixation that you crave with the gum and the patch. And that's what vaping helps eliminate, is you can slowly bring down the milligram level, but get that oral fixation.
But you're still sticking a stick in your mouth, and it still satisfies that hand-to-mouth
something to do
addiction. You know, Aaron, I'm really glad to hear your story tonight, and it's a shame that people like the American Lung Association aren't heeding these stories.
They just want you to smoke, apparently.
It's ridiculous.
No, honestly, I think that's what it is. I think they've gotten paid out by the cigarette companies are getting killed by this, and they don't understand it. And they, you know, they're
are they though? I mean, doesn't Philip Morris have the blue or something like that? Didn't they come out with one of these things?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is I tried that for a long time. These ones you can buy at the gas station. They have all these, the blue, the vapor, all those, but they are terrible. I would smoke a blue in the night for real smokers to where. With the vapor now, I've started creating my own vapor, my own flavors you can buy online, and it's so much cheaper, and I've just started creating my own vapor to help, and that's what they don't like, is it's an independent smoking apparatus.
They don't like that anyone can get into the game of vaping right now, as far as manufacturers are concerned, and they want a restricted marketplace where only their vapor devices are available to people online or in real life. Aaron, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate your story, and he's not alone on that. There are a lot of people who have that story where it's the vaporizers that have allowed them to quit smoking cigarettes. That's a huge public health benefit.
That's true. He's conjectured there that the American Lung Association is in cahoots with the cigarette manufacturers.
I don't know if I believe that one.
I don't know that I believe that one either. It doesn't really matter. They could just be a bunch of sanctimonious people who want to make sure that you quit the way they want you to quit. And that is counterproductive to what their goal is. I'm just really sorry.
Whatever that is.
Well, their goal clearly is for, you know, it's lung health. And I want people to have lung health, too. I hope that's what their goal is. If their goal isn't lung health...
Their goal may be to increase the budget for their organization at this point.
It could be, I suppose.
If there's always some boogeyman out there.
There's a lot of people giving them a lot of money that want to see lung health increased. And this is contrary to lung health. The fact is that there are a lot of people who are quitting smoking cigarettes in order to vape. And many of those people are actually quitting vaping, too. This is a net benefit to society and people who stand in the way of it. I'd love to hear one good reason.
Great.
Call me at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Bricky system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you were asking for someone to call the show who is in favor of banning vaping. Somebody who thinks that vaping is as dangerous or more dangerous, perhaps, than smoking cigarettes.
I'd love to hear, what the idea is, because it seems to me that vaping is, maybe not the greatest idea, but life is a terminal illness. Mm. Why is it that they want to ban vaping, especially in, public places? There just seems to be so nanny state about it.
Well, is it because of the children? What's your reason for it if you support these vape bans, which you may see more of here in the next, 18 months or something like that? The FDA is looking at some regulations that might kill the industry, according to Fortune magazine. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. And you're welcome to join us as well. Toll-free number again, 855-453. We also have Skype. At Skype username LRN.FM. John is in New Hampshire. You can bring up anything you want. John, you're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just barely found your show.
Thanks. Welcome. Go ahead.
Actually found it on YouTube.
Fantastic.
Anyhow, I had a run-in with the local authorities last Sunday, and they confiscated all my handguns. They were all locked. I called them to have a girlfriend removed from my house. We were having an argument before it escalated. Mm-hmm. They demanded to come in. I wouldn't let them in. And they got belligerent, forced their way in. Two more show up. Anyway, I refused to fill out a statement, so I was arrested. She filled out a statement. Nobody touched each other.
Let me slow you down here for a moment. Some towns in different states and maybe states in general have a law that requires the police to make an arrest when a domestic call occurs, some sort of alleged domestic violence call. Is your town one of those towns where they have to take someone away in a pair of handcuffs?
I have no idea, but they rummaged through my house, and I feel like I was violated. I don't think my rights were covered at all.
I agree. You called them, and then you tried to keep them from coming into the home, but they forced their way in?
They pounded on my door with a flashlight, the door was bolted. I opened the bolt, and he pulled the door right open, charged right in.
Yeah, that is unacceptable, in my opinion. Now, I don't know if there's any kind of special rule that says that if it's a domestic call, that, you know, they have the right to come in or something like that. But if
you're the one who calls, you know.
If you call, then you should be able to stop them at the door.
Well, that was the thing. She was saying that she was going to leave. She started packing her things to get out. And, you know, she's... the problem is now is I have to wait 6 weeks, but meanwhile, I've lived in this town for 14 years and have never had a run-in with the police department at all.
You say you have to wait 6 weeks for what, to get the guns back?
For a court date, because now I'm a freaking criminal.
What was the charge?
Domestic violence, misdemeanor, hang on. I've got
even though you didn't hurt anybody, she didn't hurt you? You guys didn't touch each other?
No physical contact.
So what is the... how can you have domestic violence when there was no physical contact? Do the cops just believe that you did something that you say you didn't do?
Right. That's the way I'm seeing it. The problem is I can't afford a lawyer. I live check by check, week by week, like many other people.
What do you have some kind of statement made by her that says that there was no physical contact?
I can't have any contact with her. Simple.
So no contact order.
Yep, but you had said that she had spoken to the police and that that there wasn't any physical contact. I'm just trying to make sure that she said that there was no visit.
Yeah, I don't have that information yet.
So when's your court date? You said 6 weeks out?
6 weeks out, yes, sir.
Is that an arraignment date or is that the actual trial?
I'm assuming it's arraignment.
So if you've not been to court, if you've not yet been to court on this charge, then it is likely an arraignment. So this isn't legal advice. I'm not an attorney, but I'll go ahead and, you know, suggest to you what I might do in that circumstance. I mean, if you are in the right here and there's no real reason to go ahead and take a plea deal, I generally don't recommend taking the plea. I love the idea of not taking the plea and standing up for yourself in court. Even if you can't afford an attorney, you can do some basics on your own. And one of the basics that everyone should know how to do is to file for discovery. So when you go into the arraignment, and for those that don't know, an arraignment is your chance to either plead guilty or not guilty. And then if you go with not guilty, they'll schedule a trial for you. If it's a Class A, you can get a jury trial in New Hampshire. Now, I don't know what the equivalents are in the other 49 states, but you might well learn these things if you ever are considering doing this. You know, find out what you can get a jury trial on and what you can't. But either way, I'd still take a bench trial anyway just to make them prove their case in front of a judge. And if you don't take the plea deal initially, they might actually come back with a better plea deal later on where they drop the severity of the charge, maybe down to a violation or something like that, where it's no big deal and it's a very small fine. That's always a possibility. So even if you wait and you take a later plea deal, you'll usually get a better shake out of that. But further, once you go ahead and put in the not guilty at the arraignment, at that moment, you can also, since you'll be in court with the prosecutor, go ahead and file, hand the prosecutor your notice of basically it's like a notice of discovery. It's essentially requiring them to give you all of the evidence that they have against you. So if there's a police report that your girlfriend essentially had an interview with the cops, they had to write a report about it, and they'll include that in your discovery. So you can then see what is going to be said about you when you finally get to trial. And that will give you some idea as to whether or not you want to continue on and go to trial or whether you want to go ahead and take a plea deal because the evidence against you is too great. You know, obviously if it's a he said, she said thing, you might end up being screwed because they might believe her over you unless she's completely uncredible, maybe a drug addict or something like that. So I would say always file for discovery and get that information, get the evidence that they have against you, and then make a more educated decision about whether or not you should go on to a trial. What do you think, Mark?
The only thing I'd be scared of is that, but she's got that second X chromosome, which gives her some extra validity, mm-hmm. in this case. If she's making all kinds of spurious claims, then that's going to be bad news. However, if you can, if you know, the way you've told the story to us is true, and, you know, many people who have done things, have stories that they've made up to cover their tracks, but if what you've said is true, is I'd stick to my guns all the way through and try to talk to her about this.
You can't talk to her. It's a no-contact order.
At some point or another, you'll be able to talk to her. If it's in a deposition or something like that, you'll be able to.
I don't think you do depositions on criminal charges, do you, generally?
She's going to need to be deposed, yeah.
Huh. Okay, I guess I don't know much about that.
Either way, the officer said because I didn't fill out a statement. I refused to fill out a statement. Yep. I said, hey, nothing
filling
happened.
Out a statement doesn't mean you beat anybody up.
I know that.
Well, right, but there's no skin off the officer's back to charge you with something. They're not going to get punished even if ultimately these charges get thrown out.
Right. Nobody's going to get fired over this.
The officers aren't going to get punished. One other thing I would do if I were you is at the same time that you file or at the same time you're in there delivering your not guilty plea along with the notice for discovery, go ahead and put a motion in to return your guns, motion to return property, confiscated property, and file that. And whenever you file motions, you always want to file one copy with the prosecutor and one copy with the court itself. That way, everybody kind of knows what you're doing. And then it would be interesting, at least, to hear their reasons for not returning the guns. And the judge may order, I don't know if what your criminal history is, but if it's relatively clean,
he says that he's never had anything.
Yeah, I mean, if it's relatively clean, then there's really should be no reason you shouldn't have your guns back, especially if she's not in the house with you at this point.
I don't have any criminal history other than two driving violations.
Well, if that's the case, then that's even more of a reason to take this to trial. Because if you don't have a criminal history, then even if you get found guilty, the penalty probably won't be too severe. Whereas if you had a rap sheet, the judge might hit you with a harder penalty if you get found guilty in this case. Again, none of that's legal advice, just my experience in courts.
But there certainly are issues with people who have domestic violence charges getting their guns back. And this may not be just an issue of not getting a felony. This may be an issue. You may want to take this to court just because you want to have guns in the future.
Good luck, John. I appreciate your call tonight. Let us know how it goes, will you?
Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight. Just found us on YouTube. That's pretty cool. Here we are. We're also available on YouTube, by the way.
YouTube videos get almost nothing as far as views.
Yeah, it's true. But we're there. And if you want to go and watch the webcam later on, that's how you do it, is through our YouTube channel.
All 3 hours of it, including the full commercial
run. That's true.
Run.
YouTube.freetalklive.com will actually take you right to our YouTube channel. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Then we'll show up in your YouTube feed, and if you want, you can watch that.
We do appreciate the subscriptions.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, we've got a podcast and live streams and radio stations, over 150 of them. So there are a lot of great ways to listen to or consume and watch Free Talk Live. Just go to freetalklive.com. It's, by the way, a brand new website. We've had it redesigned here for 2015. It just launched. The new site just launched a couple of weeks ago, and I'm pretty excited about it. We got some really cool changes coming soon to the AMP program, which I'm hoping to be able to tell you about sooner rather than later. 855 450 Free, the vaping restrictions. We'll tell you about them coming up. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.